This is Colourful Radio.
A very good morning to you, Joan.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, we're great.
Good.
We're excited.
Oh, I'm sure you are. And I know it's about 7:45 Washington time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to me right here on Colourful. So Joan, why are you excited? Tell me about what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Well, for starters, you have to understand that Barack Obama carried 92% of the popular vote in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So D.C. was always for Barack Obama.
Yes.
So we're pretty, you know, so D.C. itself is pretty, you know, has been pretty excited since November 4th. But now we've got these millions of people, you know, because we've been feeling like we're on an island for the last 8 years. And now we have all these other millions of people who are just as excited as we are. And they're all here. And, you know, the mood is just very excited. Everyone's really nice to each other. You know, like no one minds the crowds. People let you in traffic. You know, it's like a whole new world.
But Joan, can you move? I can imagine that. There are so many people who are there now who have gathered for this historic occasion. Can you move? Can your cars move on the road?
Well, yes, but not when you get into the downtown, the mall area.
Yes.
The mall area is restricted to vehicles. You can't park anywhere down on the mall for security areas. Now, the mall consists of, you know, starting at the Capitol, which extends all the way to the Lincoln Memorial, and then a V kind of up to the White House. So you're looking at about a 2 or 3 mile stretch of D.C. where vehicles are not allowed. And then, of course, that creates like a rippled effect for traffic. So you can get, you know, I mean, you can get into some parts of town, but in the parts of town where the monuments are, it's definitely restricted. You've got to go on foot. For yesterday's concert, Metro tracked more than 500,000 riders just on the metro alone. And keep in mind, a lot of people walked. So we had a huge crowd at the concert yesterday. And then here in America, HBO bought the rights to it. And so they showed it actually for free on HBO last night.
That's fantastic. And you mentioned that there are crowds. So even though there are crowds, people are still happy, are they?
Oh, people are just so happy.
Oh,
you know,
wonderful.
I'll tell you, I've been depressed for 8 years.
Really?
Oh my God. And it's just like, I finally feel not embarrassed by our government.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally feel like, even though we have huge, huge problems, and we do, I finally feel like we have the right person, in place to fix it.
So are you saying
and to get us on track?
Are you saying that Barack actually lifted your depression?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Joan. Wow.
Yeah, I realized last week, oh my God, I'm not depressed. I don't even remember how long it's been that I haven't been depressed.
That is fantastic. So Joan, would you be involved in all those events that are going on up and down the streets of Washington? There's so many events to choose from, aren't there?
Well, there are so many events to choose from, and I've definitely been downtown, just walking around, just like, you know, seeing the excitement. You know, I don't have tickets to anything. One of my neighbors was actually hired by the Oprah Winfrey Organization.
Oh, wow!
And she is, and she's doing some advance work for the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to help volunteer down there, kind of outside. Helping, you know, get people in the door and where they're supposed to be.
Oh, wow.
So that's really exciting. You know, hopefully we'll catch a glimpse of some of the stars that are going to be on Oprah Winfrey today, you know, maybe even Oprah. But
so, Joan, you know, basically you're telling me that you are part of the history in the making.
Well, one would hope, yes. I mean, I think that started with anyone who voted for him.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely.
And the New York Times ran a poll yesterday that said that 79% of Americans believe that Barack Obama can get the job done.
Oh,
and, you know,
fab.
When you keep in mind that only 55% of them voted for him, that's pretty good.
That
you
is
know,
fantastic. 79%, that's high.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the highest, I mean, since they started taking polls, this is the highest expectations America has ever had for a president.
Unbelievable. I know that yesterday, yeah. That when the crowd saw him give his opening speech at the opening ceremony, apparently it was just mad, absolutely mad.
Yeah, I saw it on the news. I didn't go down for it because they had said that that he would not be there.
They said
it was just a concert and he wouldn't be there, which I imagine they said that for security purposes.
Absolutely, yes.
But, so I think, the crowds went mad because he's there,
yes.
And then the crowds went mad because they weren't expecting him to
yes.
be there.
yes.
So that was even more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But also as exciting is, they're moving around town. I mean, they're out and about. You know, we have a restaurant that's been open for, 50, 60 years in an historically African-American community called Ben's Chili Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And a week ago Saturday, I got caught in the traffic of his motorcade,
mm-hmm.
Because he was heading over to Ben's Chili Bowl to get himself a chili dog, and then yesterday, they've said they're going to be out in the community and they're definitely making an effort to
absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yesterday they went to church. They went to 19th Street Baptist Church and shared fellowship with that community.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really exciting, and apparently word got out that he was there. So by the time he left church, literally the whole route back to Blair House was covered with people on the sidewalks waving.
Oh my goodness.
We're pretty excited.
I have to tell you,
conversely, a week ago Sunday, because I live right near the Vice President's mansion,
mm-hmm.
and a week ago Sunday I was heading out to meet a client early in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and I got stuck in Cheney's motorcade. And I just thought, oh, for the love of God, hopefully this is the last time I'll get stuck in his motorcade. I got stuck in his motorcade once and had missed a haircut. And I was so mad, but I swear to God, I can miss haircuts for Obama. I don't care. Or Biden. I don't care.
I do know. Joan Cromwell, thank you so much for joining us right here on Colourful. Have a glorious day and enjoy tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much. Tell Britain we're sorry, but we're coming back and we'll be nicer this time.
Oh, lovely, lovely. That's good to know.
This is Colourful Radio.